you don't realize all of the things your life can do, you will be left behind, swept up by the storm of those you have.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Celebration by Kool and the Gang. This is a very special episode, and we're kicking it off with a very special song. Because today I am dedicating this episode to my mom. Today is her birthday, and so I will be playing some of her favorites today for you guys. And I thought, what better way to start than with Celebrate by Kool & Gang, because it's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a birthday, you know? I'm very happy to be back in the studio. It's been a very long, very busy week, very stressful, but I come in here and, you know, everything feels better. Everything's okay. But I got a good lineup of songs. I will say my mother has a very good taste in music, so you will not be disappointed. I actually had the, pleasure. I talked about this a few weeks ago in my episode where I played, artists that I'd seen live, and I got to see Kool & the Gang with my mom, this past, summer. So I went with my family and it was a lot of fun. It was really, really cool to see them. They performed this live. They were super fun, and it was a really good time, and I'm glad I got to share that with my mom. So shout out to her. I know she had a really good day. Technically, if you guys are listening from Tufts campus or in the Medford Somerville area, it is March 5th right now. It is 1 a.m. in March 5th. My mother is currently in California, where it is 10 p.m. March 4th, which is still her birthday. So it's still her birthday there. It's not technically her birthday here, but she's not here. So, you know, it still counts. Next up, I have another song that she loves. And she got to see this group perform live. I unfortunately have not, although I love this group. And this is one of her favorites. This is also one of the first ones she ever played for me from this group. So here is Beautiful World by Devo.
Thank you. can't get enough. I just 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 can't get enough. And when it rains, you're shining down for me. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel and you give me your love. And I just can't seem to get enough.
Depeche Mode is one of my mother's favorite groups. I got to see them in concert with her twice, and then she's seen them a couple of times before I was even born. But that was Just Can't Get Enough. That is probably one of their most well-known songs after Personal Jesus, which I played Johnny Cash's cover during my covers episode. But she loves Depeche Mode. I had to make sure to include a Depeche Mode song in here. They're down to their last two. I talked about this. It's just Martin Gore and Dave Gahan. The music is really good, and Depeche Mode has always had a really, really distinct sound. And I love that they're still making music now. But that's a classic. I remember when she first showed me that song. I love that song. And Devo. I already kind of mentioned Devo, but Beautiful World. Devo's also great. When I think about my mom, I gotta say, the first thing I think about is her physical music collection, because when she has a very large physical music collection, and I don't actually know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but the name Radio Libre 2.0 actually comes from, yes, this is the second iteration, because the first iteration, the original Radio Libre, was actually my mom's show that she had when she was a radio DJ in Ecuador. And so she has her full physical collection that she used when she would play her shows. We have so many CDs. We have so many CDs. And she lended me some of those CDs, which I still have in my room, in my room in my house at home. I have a little CD case with a bunch of different CDs that she lent me that I listened to when I was growing up. But we have so many CDs. We have big CD, like a big CD dresser. We have CDs everywhere, and records, and all this physical music, and that was something that she did. She was a radio DJ also, and so that's where the name comes from, if you were curious. So this is almost a legacy continuation of that, which I originally picked because I was like, oh, what name should I pick? And I was like, hey, that's a cool name. That's a sick name. But two, that's something that I would love to continue. because I feel like it's the same message, the same goal to spread and teach through music and just like, you know, familiarize ourselves with each other through music. And I like that. But next up on the docket of special songs, another artist that she has seen live, Three Dog Night. I have played Three Dog Night before on some bands I have seen live, because I, once again, saw Three Dog Night with her. This is, I think, one of her favorite Three Dog Night songs. And why not? Because it's just, it's such a banger. It also has the same title as a Christmas song. So, enjoy.
Oh, master's chambers. They're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Now, see, that song is has a very special attachment when it comes to my mother, because there's a story behind the song. The problem is there's two stories, and I never remember which story is the real one and which one was not real. So I'm going to tell you guys both, because why not? So one story is that my mother participated in a talent show where she was singing Hotel California, and she forgot the words, and so she like freaked out, and so there was that. Or the other story was that she did a dance-a-thon and she won to this song. I think the first one is the real one and the second one was from something else. That's what I'm calling. But this song specifically, my mom loves this song. And I knew immediately when I was making a playlist catered specifically to my mother, I knew this one had to be there. And I wanted to put it right square in the middle, so it like perfectly balances and it's the fulcrum at the center of the playlist. I love that song. That's a good song. And that's just something that's a song that she loves. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say about it. Taking a quick detour to do my PSA, my public service announcement for you guys. Here we go. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safercar.gov. Who isn't securing their kids? Oh my god. Well, yeah. If you can't secure your kids, give them a call. Go on their website. Save your child's life. Use a seatbelt. As we get into the second half of our show, I just want to remind everyone that I'm very, very happy to be here. Very happy to play my music for you guys. It's not my music. Very happy to play some music for you guys. I'm not trying to shine the spotlight off of my mother, but one could say that I was my mom's best birthday present, because my birthday is actually tomorrow. I turn 20 tomorrow, and I am now in the 24-hour countdown of my last day before I change years. So I am excited for that. Woo woo. But yeah, back to the music. Next up, I got some Freddie Mercury, some Queen, some Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Ha-da.
Gotta love MJ. I love Billie Jean. And you know who else loves Billie Jean? I think you can guess who likes Billie Jean. It is my mother. I think that Michael Jackson, I think she first introduced me to Michael Jackson. I was itty bitty. I think it was Thriller. I think it was this album. I'm pretty sure. She has the original on vinyl, on record, on large disc. I remember her showing me how it came when she bought it. I haven't actually gone through a lot of her record collection. I don't have a record player. We don't have a record player in our house. We really should get one so we can actually put a lot of these records to use. A lot of vinyl, that medium of listening to music is coming back. And I'm sitting on the mother load. One that is extra special is an original. It was a promotional for the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. It was a two-sided, side A, side B, Haunted Mansion, the origin story of the ride, like the story of the ride. Ron Howard from Happy Days, Bryce Dallas Howard's father, he's a director now, but he voiced the main boy, and my mom has that on vinyl. And apparently it's like, I don't know how rare it is, but it's not a super common thing, but it's really cool. I listened to it and it has the whole story, and I'm from Southern California, so I go to Disneyland, and it was very cool to listen to it after going on the ride and understanding, oh, that's why you go past an observatory, like, oh, this part you're actually falling out a window, or certain details like that. And so I'm sure there's so many other just musical gems in her collection that are just waiting to be resurfaced, to be found. That will be an adventure for another time. Getting back to the music and getting back to CDs that my mother gave me, lended me, was Eurythmics. I remember when I first heard about Eurythmics, and I learned about Annie Lennox, and I heard Annie Lennox's solo stuff. Little Bird, shout out. I will not be playing that today. I will probably play it in a future episode, though. I love Little Bird. I love that album. She also lent me that album. Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This is a classic. Whenever I think of it now, I think of X-Men Apocalypse when Evan Peters Quicksilver evacuates the entire X-Mansion because Apocalypse breaks in and blows it up, and he's moving Speedy and everything's in slow motion, and all you hear is this song.
Some of them want to get used by
My mom is a huge Tears for Fears fan. She loves Tears for Fears. And I didn't realize how little a lot of people knew about Tears for Fears, at least in my age group. Recently, I know Everybody Wants to Rule the World has been gaining a lot of traction, a lot of popularity on TikTok. And through that, people are discovering Tears for Fears. But if you don't know Tears for Fears, if you haven't listened, they are amazing. Shout, Mad World, Head Over Heels. This is my personal favorite Tears for Fears song. I love it. I love the power behind it. And their voices just sound so good. They have such a good sound. And they're still performing. They're still performing. I don't know if they're releasing any new stuff, but they're still performing. So you can still see them live if you want. And I don't know if my mother has seen them, but I know she does love them. I remember when I was younger, and my mom and I, we had a shared iTunes account because it was like the family, whatever. And she would sometimes download music, and I'd get it on my device. And I remember one time she got 4 or 5 Tears for Fear albums. Bam, 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 bam. And it was all just right there. And I thought, why not? And I checked it out and started listening to them because they were there. And I wanted to see how they sounded. And I really liked them. I really liked Tears for Fears. And I definitely think if you haven't listened to Tears for Fears, if you haven't gone in and delved into their repertoire, delved into their music, you definitely should. Yeah, I definitely think you should. So I got one more song for you. It is a bit of a party song. Start with a party song, end with a party song. But I know my mom loves this song, and she loves the person who sings it and shreds it.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the other word tries to break for hell, that's a mighty long time. But I'm in that race. Punch a higher floor. You're living in. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. Oh, friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip for the purple banana. Yeah.
Never can get enough. Good Prince. Love Prince. We lost a good one there. But I know my mom loved Prince. And one thing that I remember my mom told me once was the guitarist for Queen, Brian Taylor? No. Ugh. Oh my god, I'm blanking on his name. Brian May. Oh my gosh. Brian May. He was once being interviewed, and someone asked him, they said, how does it feel to be the best guitarist in the world? And he said, I don't know. Ask Prince. And I always think that is truly a testament to how amazing Prince was as a guitarist. Well, that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show,